I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
Hey, it's John Jay. You're about to listen to today's full show podcast. Once you're done with this and you want more John Jay and Rich, go to johnjayandrich.com and check out our whole family of podcasts. Afterwards, How to Become a Terrible Person with Grant and so much more. They're all at johnjayandrich.com.
Wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? We're not talking about Ren 10-10. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich. So Suzette is pregnant, like 9 months pregnant. Baby due any day now. I mean, supposed to be due at the end of the month, but... or at the end of September. And this morning I get a text and she says, I can't come in. And I'm like, oh my God, is the baby coming? But no, she's really, really sick. She's really, really sick. Like her throat hurts. And it's like, oh my God. So her and I were just texting a little bit ago and she had to go to urgent care or something. I don't know. Well, let's check in with her. But it hurts for her to talk. She said her throat's like glass. But I think she just got a COVID test, her very first COVID test. So, Suzette, are you there?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Oh, that's so sad.
Poor thing.
Now I'm crying.
So, how did you feel? And tell us about the test before you give us the results.
Well, yesterday I was kind of feeling off, but I was like, okay, you know, with pregnancy, you feel like the craziest things. So, I was just kind of trying to shake it off. And then I started to feel sore throat. Towards like the end of the day. So I took a nap and I woke up and I felt even worse. I felt like a fever wanted to kick in and I was like, oh no, could this be COVID? And then as time went by, it just felt like I was swallowing needles. And I felt that before, and it's like I've had strep so many times. So I thought to myself, okay, I think I have strep. And then a fever started to kick in, so I took Tylenol right away to try to, you know, not suffer and not go through that. But then it woke the sore throat and, like, achy body, fever wanting to kick in, woke me up again in the middle of the night. So I was like, okay, I need to go to an urgent care just to check myself, especially because, like, if I have COVID, I don't want to go to work and put you guys in danger. So it's been a hell of a morning already. I went to two urgent cares that were 24/7, and they could not see me because I need to provide a negative COVID test.
That's
like,
weird.
Okay, well, yeah, you would think you'd go to an urgent care to get a COVID test.
Yeah.
So
you need a negative COVID test to go in there to get a COVID test.
How do you get a COVID test at that point?
Yeah, what do you do? What'd you do?
So there are some urgent cares that provide tests, and I got to one a couple minutes ago, and it was like, I've never seen urgent care so empty. It's just so weird. But they had one person there, and they were like, we can provide you with a test, but then you would have to go to another urgent care to see if you have strep or a cold or whatever. And I was like, okay, just do the COVID test. And I was so nervous because this is my first COVID test ever. I didn't have one before. Like, I was never, like, you know, in contact with someone that had COVID. So they did the COVID test, and I got a negative test. So it's not COVID.
Oh.
So that's probably means it is strep, but you have to go to a totally different place now?
Yeah, now I have to drive to another urgent care to see, like, what exactly it is that I have.
Yeah, they don't want to treat her. She has strep.
Well, you would think they would be equipped to kind of, you know, deal with all kinds of illnesses.
I think they should take the words urgent and then care out of the title of that building.
I tell you, man, this country is really weird right now. You got to leave the urgent care to go to another urgent care.
That's not caring at all.
That makes no sense.
What the hell, Suzette?
I know. I've been to 3 different ones. This is so annoying.
And you probably don't want to be anywhere if you're feeling that crappy. You don't want to be driving around anywhere.
No, and it's just so weird. I just want to know what I have so I can take care of it, because it's kind of scary being sick while you're pregnant. You know, you don't know exactly like how this affects the baby or like what medication you can take.
The baby's all, we're in an urgent care. Why do we have to go? Nah, he tweaking.
We're leaving again?
Nah, he tweaking. Damn.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I hope you're feeling better soon.
Well, then come in then.
That's so annoying. No, stop it.
Well, it's not COVID.
You're the worst, John Jay.
I was thinking about that too, but I'm going to try to figure out what it is so I can take care of it and be back to work.
I mean, at this point, you're pregnant. You need to go home and rest, you know? Like,
yeah.
And maybe you just call your baby doctor. Can't they call in whatever's safe for you?
I don't know if they don't know.
I'm going to call the clinic as soon as they open.
Well, they go, you know what? You're not, you don't have COVID, but you are pregnant.
Brace yourself.
She's like, what?
This is life-changing news.
Are you serious right now?
You get up on what? You're 9 months pregnant. What? All right, Susie. We'll go get some rest. God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Speaking of that, did you guys watch the Bob Ross Netflix special?
No,
but I want to, because like he seemed like such a peaceful guy, and the trailer looks so like devious.
He's so beautiful. I'm about 3/4 of the way through. And what really blew me away, Bob Ross is this painter on the PBS channel that I used to watch just after Sesame Street was over or whatever, right? Just this old, my son Kemp comes home, he walks in, and he's like, Bob Ross? I'm like, how do you know who Bob Ross is? He goes, everybody knows Bob Ross. I'm like, wow, okay.
That's like how my daughter goes to sleep at night. If she can't sleep, she'll turn on Bob Ross. Because I think all of them were on Netflix at some point.
I don't know.
Or somebody was streaming them.
So far, there's no controversy, but it's his son.
But in the trailer, it looks like there's a
it's
lot
going
of
that
controversy.
Way. There's this couple that kind of brings him in and kind of makes him what he is. And I think where it's going is they stole all his money. That's where I think it's going.
Oh, good, because I don't want to find out anything bad about him.
No, he's amazing.
He paints happy little
trees.
He's amazing. He's talented, and he does incredible motivational speeches when he's painting. They cut all his stuff up, and they show you the stuff that he says. His son, who's kind of like down and out, looks just like him and talks just like him. And the part that really blew me away about Bob Ross is that his hair he perms his hair. Like, he doesn't have to have his hair like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a natural phenomenon.
Every 2 weeks, he get a perm.
Maybe he recognized that's kind of his thing.
That's his brand.
Well, his soft talk, he talked like that because there was a book that came out called The Joy of Sex. So his show was called The Joy of Painting. And so he thought that if he talked like he was talking to one woman sexually, that's how he talked to his audience.
What? Ew!
Happy little my
kids go to school.
And then they do a montage of him talking all sexy.
No, that ruins it.
That's what he was doing. Because he was as if he was on a date with a woman. And we're going to paint happy little trees here. Happy little trees.
That completely changes the show.
Because he was like, my target demographic is women.
Now that he says,
I'm targeting women, so I'm going to talk like I'm talking to one woman on a date.
I don't want my daughter going to sleep to that.
Is he in the interview and he speaks like a normal, like he doesn't always speak like this?
No, he always talks like that. And his son talks like that too, but on TV they bring it down a little bit. I'm almost done with it because I got sidetracked with clickbait. Did you watch clickbait?
Yes, I'm already on the third episode.
You are? I'm on episode 2. It's good, really good, huh? Yeah. Holy balls, that show. As far as I can tell, I've never seen a show like this before.
Mm-mm.
Okay, good. Is it in top 10 on Netflix?
I have no idea. I don't get the top 10 anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Like, if I click on a show, it'll say in the top right corner that it is in the top 10, but my Netflix doesn't show me what's in the top 10.
This freaking clickbait show had me. I mean, I was glued.
I haven't seen any of it.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's really something else.
Yeah, it's something else. We got to get into it later on. John Jay and Rich. Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. It isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, it's time for War of the Roses. Let's pick up Hannah. Hannah, this is how War of the Roses works. We're going to talk to you. You think someone's cheating in your life. We're going to find out who you think is cheating. Then Kyle is going to offer them a dozen red roses, romantic red roses. All right? Hopefully, this person sends them to you because they can send them to anyone they want. So who is this person, Hannah, that you think is cheating on you?
It's my boyfriend, Rob.
Rob. Oh, Rob. Okay. Tell us the story.
Okay. Well, so we've been together for like a year and a half. So it's like we're vested, right? And I feel like everything's been like really good and fine. And we haven't had any like big blowups in our relationship at all, which obviously is a good thing. So, but recently, okay, so I was over at his place the other day and I was borrowing his laptop because I was like applying for jobs. And when I was on his laptop, you know how like sometimes a notification will like pop up on the screen? Mm-hmm. And there was like these weird dating sites that I've never heard of before that just like kept popping up as a notification.
Like ads or emails from?
No, like, you know, like an email. Like, you have a new notification from, you know, and it was like a couple different dating sites. So I was like, that's a weird dating site. And at first I thought it was an ad, but then I was like, but some of them had, like, they seemed very, like, email, you know? So I was like, wait a second. And so I don't know. I'm just like, is he on a dating site behind my back?
You didn't like click on the notification?
No, I don't know.
Go to that site to see if he's got a profile.
I would have been snooping around. I would have clicked on it right away.
Oh yeah.
I just need to know that I need to know 100% for sure that he's not cheating on me. That's all. I just need to know that.
I mean, so, but it could have been like, if what she's saying, it could have been a notification, and then you got to go to the app on the phone and put in the password.
But
so,
I feel like, how could you resist snooping at that point? Like, you're already there. It's right in front of your face.
I guess it just didn't, at first it just didn't register. I was like, oh, he's getting spam. And then like later it just kept like sitting with me, you know?
It could totally be spam. You know, I get these messages from my son from these services that are saying they represent universities for him to play basketball. He's like, oh, hey, Kemp, good news. You got a message from a coach from this university, right? And I get it. And I'm like, oh, okay, wow. And then you realize, oh, it's to go to this app, and then you got to pay. And it's like, that's not real.
But you're getting spam on things that have actually happened or services you may be using.
No, this is a service I don't use.
Okay,
this
but
is,
I'm saying, like, you've probably spoken to universities about your son. This is like, it's so they know how to get you. So that would probably make me worried about it because it's like, why is he getting spam from a dating site? Like, I'm not on any dating sites. I don't get spam randomly from dating sites.
So it's like, because I'm part of this whatever algorithm of sports, so that's why we get it, because the universe. So because her boyfriend Rob has, maybe he's on a dating site, or he was.
Maybe.
If he was on one 5 years ago, he still might be getting
that's
it, right?
That's true.
I just feel like all of a sudden, a year and a half in, like, you shouldn't be getting spam from dating sites. I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, if he did have an old profile, he could still get emails from them, and he just maybe hasn't unsubscribed.
What was the site, you know? Was it stevensander.com?
It's like ones I've never heard of.
Oh.
Oh, weird.
And did you ever bring it up to him?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, then, are you ready, Kyle Unfug?
I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready, Hannah?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call Rob. See who he sends the flowers to. War of the Roses continues next. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You've got Hannah and Rob, boyfriend and girlfriend, for the last year and a half. Hannah was looking for jobs on his laptop. Bing! Email notification from a random weird dating site that he had a match or a message or something from somebody, and she can't stop thinking about it. She hasn't talked to him about it. She's come to us. So we are going to tell him that he won a dozen red roses, see who he sends them to. It's very simple. It's War of the Roses, very cut and dry. Are you ready, Kyle and Fogg?
Yes.
Right, Hannah, be quiet until we get a bust and you give us permission to put Rob's voice on the radio without telling him first, yes?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Rob there?
Rob is here, yeah, Rob.
Am I speaking with Rob?
Yeah, who is this?
Perfect. I know it's kind of weird. So my name is Sienna. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers, and the world's pretty crazy right now. So we're looking to brighten your day and someone you know's day. So we're just trying to get the word out about J&R Flowers. So we started a micro-influencer campaign, and you've been chosen as one of our influencers. So what this means for you, Rob, is you get to send our most romantic bouquet of roses to whoever you want, and it's totally free. We're just trying to, you know, like, spread some joy and maybe get some, you know, publicity out of it at the same time.
Okay. Sorry, that was a lot. So I'm a micro-influencer, you said?
So what we would love for you to do is post about us on whichever social media platform you use the most. So we get some marketing out of it, you know, just tag us and you get to be the man because no one will know that these flowers were totally free for you, but it is our pure passion bouquet. So they are super romantic and sexy all by themselves. And so you get to look like the man and then maybe you share your friends how awesome we are.
And this is free, like, you're not scamming me or anything. I don't have to, like, put in credit card info or anything?
No, I won't take any personal information from you, credit card address or anything like that. We will know where to send them, and we'll get to that in a minute. But we will send them off with a nice little card. And that, my friend, you can get as personal as you want with. It's your chance to really, you know, make this a gift from you, if you will. Some people get fun. Some people get flirty. Some people get, like, real raunchy, so don't be shy. I've seen it all. However you want these to go out and whatever message you want them to send, let me know, and then we can move on to, like, you know, the next screen where we go, like, who and where and what.
Wow. So, like, well, there's no catch. You're just letting me send flowers to somebody for free.
I mean, we're getting something out of it, too, Rob. If you're sharing us on social media, it's basically advertising for us. So, I mean, that's how we can do it without charging you any money.
And I don't give you any info except the place I want the flowers to go.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, the message is important too, because, you know, it makes it more personal from you.
Yeah. That makes all right, yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, like I said, I've got that card ready. Just let me know the message you wanna put on it.
Let's go ahead and say, let's try and keep the DMs sexy.
Ooh, okay. Let's try to keep the DM sexy. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, sexy. Oh, yeah. And do you want, like, a love, Rob? XOXO? Maybe, like, triple X?
Something a little different for this one, actually. So I'm going to... Can you sign them XOXO Mandy? And do you need the name of the person I'm going to be sending them to?
Yes, Mandy. And then go ahead. Where do you want to send
them? And then can you just send them to Larissa? So to Larissa and then, you know, XOXO Mandy right after.
What the hell, Rob? Who is Larissa? And who the f*** is Mandy?
Wait, hello?
Hey, Rob. It's also Hannah. Who are these women? Hannah? Who are, like, sending romantic flowers to?
Hannah, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? Are those people still listening? Are the flower people, like, who the hell were the flower people?
We're not really flower people.
Yeah, you're on the radio. You're on the John Jane Rich Show.
What?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. What? Oh, my God. Hannah, we do not want to have this conversation right now. Why the hell are we on the radio?
Because you obviously are not the person I thought you were.
If you can clear it up, can you clear this up? Like, who are the women?
I'm just okay, Hannah. Do you really want to do this right now?
Oh my yes. God, yes.
I don't know how to say yes over and over again. Say it.
Fine. Mandy is not a real person.
Oh,
that's what you need to know.
I need to have a little bit more information.
Okay, well, Mandy is not a real person. She's someone I created because I made a fake account.
Okay,
I think that should be enough for you. Yeah.
No, it's not. I need. So who's Larissa?
Jesus. Okay.
And why
fine.
All
right. Whatever. I'm coming clean. Whatever. Mandy. Okay. Whatever. I'm doing it. I made a fake account of a woman named Mandy, and I used your pictures for her account.
My picture.
Yep. If you really want to know, if this is the way you want to figure out. Yes, I made an account and I used your picture.
Why?
I have been. I've been messaging other women using your info.
You're catfishing people.
That's one way to put it, I guess.
In a relationship,
pretending to be a woman
but I've never done anything physical with them. Like, it's not like I'm like meeting up with them or anything.
But you're using my Wait, Rob. Okay. There's a lot of pictures that you have of me, and some of them are not ever meant to be shared. They're very intimate pictures.
Oh. I have not sent those photos to anybody. I swear to you, I have not sent those photos to everybody. These are like your regular feed photos. This is just to make it seem like Mandy's a real person.
But why are you doing
this?
With
a social life.
Like, what's the whole purpose of doing this?
I really love being around you, and I love being with you. But I need that digital outlet sometimes, and this was a way I thought I could get that digital outlet and get that, you know, fun, like, you know, variety. Without actually cheating on you.
The shortened version of this is that I am not exciting enough for you, and so therefore you stole my face, put it on the internet, and pretend to be a woman to be sexually satisfied in a different way.
Oh, okay. Well, let's parse through that a little bit, because A, you do satisfy me. This is just how I, like, stay interested.
I don't know you at all.
I haven't done anything physical with them. I haven't done anything physical with them. Why is it a big deal? Like, why is it a big deal? Nothing physical with them. Just got some messages. Like, it would be like me scrolling through a porn site, you know what I mean? Like, nothing. And all the photos I posted are, like, available on any of your feeds for anybody to see. So it's not like I'm taking anything, like, private and posting it in that way. I'm just taking what's already there, and then I'm, like, messaging people, and they're sending me stuff, and I haven't sent them anything.
Rob, you're a disgusting person. No one's getting hurt here. You have a problem. You need therapy. You need help. This is not okay.
Oh, my God. All right, fine. All right, sure.
What a compliment, though.
No.
What an incredible compliment.
I don't think anyone would feel that way.
He's using not her pictures without her permission, and he's also lying to all these other women.
I know, nope, but he's using her pictures, not like, somebody else's pictures.
Nobody's getting hurt.
I mean, obviously you knew it was wrong. You were hiding it.
Hannah, do you look like a Mandy? It's like, if you know what I mean? Like,
what does that have to do with
like,
it?
Mandy? I don't look like a Mandy.
Like, apparently
someone was using Suzette's pictures, and they called you Jenny. I don't think you look like a Jenny.
I don't look like a Jenny.
No. So that's what I'm saying. So, you know what I thought? Where I thought this was going, instead of this weirdness that he's doing, I thought he was using her pictures as this other identity to be her, to work like a threesome. I thought he was trying to get a girl to like her, and then he was going to pitch the threesome thing to Hannah. And if Hannah was in, and if she's like, okay, I'm in. Where are we going to find a girl? And he's like, well, funny you should ask. I found a girl that likes you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought.
But it'd almost be better than this.
That's what I thought. That's right. But then instead, it's
weird. I mean,
weird
if that's
thing.
Better, like, we can like we can pivot to that. Like, I don't have to continue.
Next girl you're in a relationship with.
The digital thing.
I think you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah, come on.
Mandy.
Let's at least talk about this. dude, screw you. Hannah, come on. Let's at least talk about this. Like, let's talk face to face. Like, that's important. Like, you're totally overreacting. Like, this is not a big deal. I'll shut him down now. Like, let's talk about this. We're only on the phone with these, like, random-ass radio weirdos, like, listening in on us. Like,
Hi,
like why are they a part of this conversation? It's just between you and me.
Because we have to get the truth. We have the truth.
That's a
Rob.
Full reflection on your psychology, too.
Cool. Well, I will definitely be going to therapy over this, as I did not see what a troll you were. So,
hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see
I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And it isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR. Okay. Well, you wanted to know, Hannah. There you go. Hannah, Rob, yeah. Thanks for going on there with us, Rob.
Yeah, whatever.
Hannah, thank you for coming to us to get your answers.
Yeah, I appreciate the help.
Yeah, you should go online and try to see if you can somehow remove all the photos of your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will, whatever.
All right, thank you, Ryan. All right, that's War of the Roses, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, so Suzette is sick. She's home. She tested negative for COVID, but she is home. Her throat hurts. So Peyton is filling in for horoscopes today. So what is the vibe for horoscopes, Peyton?
So the vibes for horoscopes today is we are going to be finding out how your sign acts when you get drunk.
Okay, so we're going to go to Andrew, who's a Scorpio. Hello, Andrew.
John Jay, scratch that itch. It's time to get down with John Jay and Rich. And John Jay, you must be tweaking, man.
Night tweaking.
And happy National Dog Day. Woof, woof. Remember Love Up and Love Pup and get your forever friend. Suzette, in my mind, would be a little chihuahua. Kyle would be a glamorous poodle.
Ooh.
John Jay, you'd be a big old St. Bernard. And Rich, you're low to the ground, so you'd be a friendly beagle.
That kind of works.
I still get treats. The Scorpios, when they get turned up, we're all about the extra, baby. So can you imagine on adrenaline and feeling no pain? It sounds like Donkey Kong. Am I right, Peyton?
You are so right. And you Scorpios are also the one who lose their phone privileges.
Oh, yeah.
Scorpios are always the life of the party until the end of the night when they decide they want to, like, text their ex or every other person who has done them dirty. Most of the time, though, Scorpios appreciate it when their friends do not let them send that text message.
All right. Well, you know, we get emotional at the end, and emotions get you in the end, Scorpio Nation. Remember that, you little drunk buzzard. All right, Peyton. Keep it moving, girl. Keep it moving.
All right. All right. Now, Jennifer, she DM'd me yesterday. She's trying to get on with our horoscope segment. But where do you live, Jennifer?
I'm in Louisiana, Hammond, Louisiana.
Okay, so you made it. You made it through. So Peyton's going to do your. What is your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
What a beautiful, beautiful sign. She can read you your horoscope, but I could just tell you right now, from what I understand about Virgos, you are an incredible human being. You give of people. You're extremely talented, very intelligent.
You give of people? That means you take like their organs?
Yes, you give. Bloodsuckers. Yeah. No, but go ahead, Peyton.
We're great all the way around.
Yes, truly
absolutely
true.
You guys are funny. Virgos are the free pet sitters, all right? So they're one of the easiest signs to take on when they've been drinking. They usually just want to sit away from everyone in a comfortable space and just pay attention to all of the animals that are there. They usually are the ones that end up taking selfies with all the dogs, but if there aren't any pets around, you can probably find them by the snacks.
I disagree.
Nice. Me?
You can't picture that?
Yeah. Totally.
It's 100%. Snacks or dogs. 100%.
Christmas party. I'm at the mashed potato bar.
Or hiding in the bathroom.
If
he's not hiding in the bathroom, snacks or dogs.
That's streaking right on TV is what I've experienced.
All right, so Jennifer.
Well, that's awesome.
When Suzette's back, we'll have you back on to get a different reading.
That's perfect. Today's my 40th. Y'all made my day. I really appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Wow. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Juliana, my daughter.
All right.
Hey.
All right, Tambra. She's a cancer patient. Hi, Tambra.
I want to say happy birthday to Jennifer. That was just on.
Thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
All right, Tambra. Cancers, you guys are the gourmet chefs. Cancers are usually a sign who want to cook some insane out-of-this-world meal whenever they've been drinking. They always want to take this task head-on and alone and most likely end up accidentally burning themselves. But their drunk quesadillas are always on point.
So not me. My husband does all the cooking. He loves to cook. And my kids are always like, well, his cooking's better than yours.
Oh, no.
Because you burn the quesadillas, food truck. Tambra's got the food truck.
I was about to say, doesn't Tambra have the food truck? Yeah. That's super cool.
Yes, yes. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, Tambra. All right, bye. Shanae Gemini.
Hey, good morning. And happy birthday to Jennifer.
All right, so Peyton's going to read your horoscope, Shanae.
All right, Shanae. Okay. Gemini.
Actually, you know what? And Peyton is the first person, I think, that Shanae met personally of the show.
Yes, and we were having drinks.
Yes.
And
yes.
We had drinks twice, and we're going to go for the third. Don't forget, Peyton.
I'm not going to forget. You just got to let me know. I'm an open schedule, open book.
Okay.
All right. You Geminis are the ones who always get lost. Geminis are always thriving and full of energy. You guys are the sign that leave to go get a drink and snacks and always end up lost for the next hour or two. You guys disappear and then come back like nothing even happened.
Oh, my God, yes, because I will be off talk. I done made a friend somewhere talking somewhere. Oh, my goodness. That is so me. Oh, my. And look, don't let it be somebody cute over there because I might be over there looking like that. Okay.
All right, Shanae.
Well,
have a great day.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
All right, so Kyle's a Libra.
Kyle, my Libra. All right, you are the overly friendly one. Libras are trying to make a new friend at all times. They're the sign that will show up with one group of friends and try to end up leaving with another. Putting a tracking device on a Libra while they're out drinking might not be such a bad idea because you guys tend to maybe try to hang out with a bunch of strangers just because they were nice to you.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't really see myself leaving with strangers, but yeah, like, you guys, come over to this table.
Exactly, the overly friendly one.
Okay, Rich is a Pisces.
All right, Rich. You guys are the sleeping beauty. Pisces can always be found sleeping when they've been drinking, and it doesn't matter if you've been at the party for 20 minutes or 2 hours, you'll eventually knock out and be fast asleep.
That's probably very true. I can't handle my alcohol.
Oh, no.
What about you, Peyton? You're a Leo, right?
Yes, I'm a Leo, so we are the philosophers. Leos love to have a good, deep conversation when they've been drinking, and they will talk to you about a range of topics that don't always make sense. Leos are smart, so even when they are drunk, they're still persuasive and profound.
Oh, God.
That is the truth.
All right. Nice job, Peyton. We'll put these up at johnjandrich.com if we didn't get to your sign. Kyle, what's something you're working on for three things we need to know?
I'm going to tell you what donuts, coffee, and beer now have in common. Next with John, Jay, and Rich.
While you're going through your Insta, make sure we're in your feed. Find out what's up at John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, there are some companies mandating it, and there are some that are not. Those that aren't are considering an insurance surcharge for unvaccinated workers. So there's one law firm that says this is not really a new thing to add extra surcharges for risky health decisions, and it's legal to do that. One company who has already announced that they're going to do that is Delta Airlines. Their employees aren't being mandated to take the vaccine, but as of September 12th, unvaccinated Delta employees will have to submit weekly COVID testing. By the end of September, only fully vaccinated employees suffering breakthrough infections will be eligible for pay protection for time off work. And starting in November, their unvaccinated employees who get their health insurance through Delta will see a $200 monthly fee added. Delta's chief executive said, basically, this is sort of making up for the cost of the risk the company will take on. We've all seen the Milk Crate Challenge, and it's almost painful to watch when people fall because it looks brutal.
They go down hard.
And now TikTok has issued a warning against the milk crate challenge. So a spokesperson from TikTok was like, you know, the app prohibits content that promotes and glorifies dangerous acts. We remove videos, redirect searches as our community guidelines, you know, so we can discourage content like that. And we're kind of encouraging everyone to just exercise caution with their behavior, either online. There were some doctors that were a little less beat around the bush about it. The Baltimore County Health Department actually tweeted, with COVID-19 hospitalizations rising around the country, please check with your local hospital to see if they have a bed available for you before attempting the milk crate challenge, because hospitals have already seen people with injuries from that challenge. I've only seen a couple of them where they actually do it successfully. It's not good statistics there at all. Dunkin' is releasing three new beers. Yes, the donut place. They're really good at donuts. They're really good at coffee. And now they say we're going to be really good at beer, too. They teamed up with Harpoon Brewery to create the beers. Harpoon Dunkin'. I don't know why I feel like I have to say it like that. Harpoon Dunkin' Blueberry Matcha IPA. Harpoon Dunkin' Maple Cream Blonde Ale. And Harpoon Dunkin' Midnight American Porter are set to hit stores in September. Now, each beer is actually created by infusing coffee, donuts, or matcha tea into the beer. So if you like trying new beers and this is your thing, this may be a new beer adventure for you. And that's three things you need to know.
It's like you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you can get a beer. Like, just get a beer.
Well, yeah.
Seems weird.
I know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Okay, let's do some stacks and some hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and hacks. John, Jay, and Rich.
So if you remember yesterday, I was telling you, somebody asked, why do you do stacks and hacks? What is it exactly? And it's stuff that we realized that after the show, we didn't get to certain things. So now we made this break here where we can get to things. So it's like all the little things that we didn't get to, we're pre-getting to them. Today's National Dog Day. 49% of Americans consider themselves dog people. 68% of dog owners let their dogs sleep in bed with them at least once a month. And 70% of dog owners include their dog's name when they send out holiday cards.
Oh.
Doesn't Daisy sleep in your bed?
She does, every night.
In a new survey, 55% of people said they would like to relive their childhood. Now, when you think about your childhood, specifically between the ages of 7 and 10, when everything was magical. Not worrying about money, your summer breaks from school, Christmas, always having energy, not paying bills, not having to work, not having aches and pains, being really excited about birthdays, the excitement of going to the beach, sleeping soundly, the thrill of getting a new toy, and the excitement of hearing the ice cream truck.
That's still exciting, yeah. The ice cream truck is.
It's unclear how many of those would be willing to relive the whole 18-year roller coaster, including the terrible parts of algebra, going to orthodontist, being forced to sell candy or magazines in puberty.
Yeah, it is rough.
Mm-hmm. 52% of Americans think it's too early for Starbucks to start selling pumpkin spice lattes. 7% of people say they should never sell them. And then a bunch of us think they should just sell them all year long. Who cares? That's me.
I had one yesterday. I couldn't wait. I thought I was going to wait, but I couldn't wait. It's delicious.
Not my thing.
A guy in Wisconsin did burnouts in his rental car in the parking lot on Saturday, and the car caught fire. The flames spread to another car that was also a rental car, and both were a total loss. I saw this next story all over social media yesterday about the guy in India. He died of multiple organ failure after he used an industrial strength epoxy to glue his junk shut.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a condom. He and his girlfriend had also been sniffing the glue to get high. Something happened.
It's a life hack gone terribly wrong.
Yeah. Some guy's trending online after he bragged about how he always strips his bed before he checks out of a hotel just to help out the maids. Some people say it's nice and plan to start doing it. Others say it's over the top and unnecessary. New Zealand's COVID-19 response minister urged people to socially distance when they go outside and spread their legs.
I heard that. The audio is hilarious.
Look, it is a challenge in higher density areas for people to get outside and to spread their legs when they're surrounded by other people. I should go and stretch my legs. I'm sure you'll all have fun with me later.
Stretch your legs.
Oh, okay.
Stretch your legs.
Gotcha.
A new study says that the Mediterranean diet, that I heard is like the best diet to go on, men may encounter erectile dysfunction. This kind of diet centers around eating more fruit, vegetables, whole grains, oily fish, and olive oil. I don't know why it would make.
I totally read that story wrong. I saw that story this morning and I thought it said may counter erectile.
Oh, you're right. I read it wrong.
Oh. Woo!
Thank like, God. That's why I was saying
that. That's so healthy.
After I read it.
How does that mess up with your ding dong?
After I read it, I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me. All this stuff seems like all the good things to eat.
You guys are like literally like going over your entire past in your head.
Oh, damn.
Completely. I'm like, oh, it may counter it. That's nice.
Oh.
Like every time that happened to me, I was eating bad. Wow. Monica Lewinsky is a producer of this new show called Impeachment. She made the writers keep a scene where she flashes her thong to Bill Clinton. She says, I shouldn't get a pass because they were going to take the scene out because they thought it was going to trigger her on the set. And she was like, keep it in.
Isn't that a Ryan Murphy show, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Olivia Rodrigo had to add Hayley Williams from Paramore and another writer to the song Good For You. You know that song. We play it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Kyle bringing this up a long time ago. Do you remember?
Yeah. Because everyone thought it was like all over the internet. Everyone's like, oh, it sounds like Misery Business from Paramore.
It seems so obvious. Same damn song.
It is.
This next story is just for Rich. Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Does anybody remember the song? I say, are we gonna
dance? Are we gonna dance? Oh, my God. One of my best friends, I think in like sixth grade, we did a music video to that.
Do you have
it? We can dance. No, she does.
Yeah. My wife tells a story like her parents got divorced and her dad started dating this new girl, the girl he's married to now. And my wife, now the band's called Men Without Hats. And my wife is like, Blake's like to this future stepmom, do you like Men Without Hats? And she's like, I like men with hats. I like men without hats. I like them. So this is the band's called Men Without Hats, right? Well, these guys redid the song, reworked the song.
Why? Why is that necessary?
They've changed the title called No Friends of Mine, and the song is now a mid-tempo ballad.
Oh, no.
And we can dance. Everything is out of control. We can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole.
It's kind of terrible.
Maybe like don't break or fix what wasn't broken.
Yeah, that was
yeah. The safety dance is literally a perfect song and a perfect movement.
Yeah, I like to see your video to your dance move.
No, I would too.
We did
all kinds. We did it to like No Doubt. We did Safety Dance. We thought we were like.
Did you make
really
videos?
Cool. Yes, but I didn't have them. She had the video camera. Like, I don't even...
If you want to see Kyle dancing, there's a phenomenal video on the John Jane Rich Instagram account and TikTok account of Kyle dancing.
Probably wouldn't call it phenomenal.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's terrific. Go to TikTok and find and follow John Jane Rich or Instagram. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Okay, this is a couple little iPhone or whatever smartphone you have tricks. I've been getting a ton of the random telemarketer calls lately, more now than ever. And here is the trick. Pick up your phone. Don't say hello. Just press the number 9. They will hang up, but as soon as you add that number to that call, it will put you on a don't call list. So they won't call you again. Pick up the phone, don't say hello, hit the number 9.
Sometimes I get the telemarketer call and I can't, the only button available is the green button to answer.
But you have to go to your part of your phone where you have to show you how to do it. Where you dial. Yeah, you have to call.
But even that is like a thing. Right?
It's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah. But at least they won't call again. And here's another thing. You know how people ask to use your phone and you're like, I don't want you looking through my pictures. You can make a call, but I don't want you looking at my pictures or any of my other stuff. That's when you use Siri to make the phone call or whatever voice command like Google on your Samsung to make the call. That way, all they can do is make the call on your phone and they don't have access to things like emails or your social media or any of that. Couple of tricks. They're all up at JohnJayAndRich.com.
Find John Jay and Rich on demand on iHeartRadio. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, every once in a while on this program, people need help. They come to us. We help them out. So Sandra's got a dilemma. We're going to hear her issue. And if you can help, call 877-937-1047. Sandra, good morning. What's happening in your world?
Hey, guys. I'm actually moving into ASU next week, which is, like, so exciting. It's my freshman year. I'm ready to go. And, like, obviously, we're going to be drinking a little bit, smoking a little bit. Like, it's freshman year. We got to go hard. And my issue is that, like, I have no idea where I'm going to hide all my stuff. Like, I don't know my roommate. I don't want my RA finding anything. Like, when I was home, I would, like, hide it in my mattress. I literally, like, cut a chunk of my mattress out. But, like, obviously, I can't do that in my dorm room. So, like, I don't know where I'm going to hide it. And I'm stressing about it.
You mean hide your weed or just hide stuff?
My weed or my alcohol.
So we need like somebody who's like, I don't know, been in the prison system? What are you looking for?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, like there has to be some discreet way of doing it. Like something disguised as a treasure box, but really, you open up the top and you just see, you know, you're storing your blankets in there, but then underneath is a stash.
I would think, like, in all the movies you watch, that there's, you know, like a loose panel on the floor and you move something underneath it or
I can't imagine that being a dorm room, though.
The tile on the roof.
That's a lot to mess with. I think you got to hide it in plain sight in like an oatmeal box or something that nobody would go into.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like right there in plain sight. The room.
I was just in my son's dorm room. I didn't even think like that of a place to hide something. But my wife brought in so much stuff that it's easy to hide something in there. I mean, it's not like they come in looking.
Right.
It's not like they do like a... Oh, they do. Peyton says they do. Oh, wow. Oh. What do you mean?
They look for candles and stuff like that, too. They get crazy.
You're not allowed to have candles? No candles?
Candles. The flame hazard.
Yeah, fire hazard.
Wow. Okay. Well, Sandra, hold on. We'll find out. 877-937-1047. Any advice for Sandra? Where do you hide your stuff? Even if it's not, like, illegal, just where would you hide stuff? Like, if you have a bunch of money you don't want your roommate to find. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where would you hide it? Roll it up in a sock? That's the first place they look.
He said, even if it's not illegal, but if, like, if you have a bunch of money that you have to hide.
Well, like, if you have, like, $300 and $100 bills.
I put it in the freezer, like in a box of frozen food that's
empty.
I know,
but that's also kind of dangerous, because if your roommate gets hungry, chances
are they're
going to go
there.
Through your food.
Yeah. And then I wonder if anyone's ever hidden anything and just forgot about it. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I have, but not in a dorm room.
When I was a kid, I used to collect these bubblegum cartoons, Bazooka Joe. And I thought they were the greatest thing ever. And you used to collect a whole bunch. You could get like a baseball cap or something. And I decided to hide them all in my dad's encyclopedias. And then one day I was going to have a ton of them. And I forgot all about them. And then every once in a while, I can't remember where those encyclopedias are, but I remember doing something and they all fell out. And I was like, this is amazing.
Now you get that baseball hat.
It was like Christmas.
Something like that. Yeah, it was great.
A couple years ago, my sister-in-law asked me to keep Scott's birthday present. Like, they came to visit for Thanksgiving, and his birthday's not till January. And I'm like, sure, I'll just hide it over here. And I have no idea where I hid it, and I didn't find it until 2.5 years later when we moved.
John Jane Rich. I like when we give advice and people participate and give good advice. So Sandra's on the line. Sandra, real quick, what's your little dilemma?
Yeah, so I'm moving into college and literally just trying to find the best way to hide my alcohol and my weed in my dorm room. No idea how to do it, so I need help.
Okay, listen, every line is lit up with advice for you, all different advice. So let's just go real quick. We'll go through them. D, what advice do you have for Sandra?
She needs to go to a smoke shop, and they have things called stash cans, so she could get like a Red Bull or a peach tea, something like that, that she could put her weed in. As for alcohol, I don't got one for that one.
Okay, that'll cover your weed. All right, till your roommate tries to drink your Red Bull. And then you're like, yeah. All right, thanks, D. Sparty, what advice do you have?
Go green. What I did is I took my Bible and I cut with an X-Acto knife, like a rectangle. That's where I kept my weed, and you keep your beer that needs to be cold in your refrigerator.
Okay. I wouldn't cut into a Bible.
I'm like, I don't know, that might be some bad juju there.
But no one would look. No one looked in it. So you're good.
All right. Thanks, Barty. Telly, what advice do you have?
Where's that?
Line 13.
I'm into the dorms.
Telly.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, when I moved my son into the dorms, they had cabinets in there, one for each roommate, and they were able to go buy a padlock and have a lock. And then there's also university services that provide all kinds of stuff, and you could rent. His roommate rented a locking headboard that they brought in, and it was like a headboard cabinet that had a lock on it. So there's some options like that.
A locking headboard. All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Tracy, what advice do you have?
So similar to the Red Bull, only no one's going to touch it. They make fake laundry detergent containers. And they're big enough to hold alcohol as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Vanessa, what advice do you have?
So if you go buy a new pair of shoes and cut out the sole on the inside and just stash your weed there. People might want to drink your Red Bull or use your detergent, but I know girls would never want to touch another girl's freaking pair of shoes, especially if they're brand new in a box.
That's
so
true, huh?
You can always just do that.
If she's like, I went to borrow your shoes. Do you know you have a hole in them?
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Vanessa. Ernie.
Hey, hide your booze in the shampoo bottles. Also, your deodorant has a space in between because those things are never full. You can take the whole deodorant bar all the way out and then stash what you're going to stash underneath and then put it back on.
That's like prison stuff right there.
It is. Rich, you were right on the money when you said go someone with prison.
Yeah.
I was never in prison for the wrong reasons. I actually used to work there, so that's how I know all these things.
So you can hide them in a plastic bag up your butt.
Yeah, there you go. That's an option.
When you hear about the space in between the deodorant, you know something's up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Melissa, what advice do you have?
You got to learn the art of hiding it in plain sight. So it can be as stupid as in, like, under a shirt in your closet. Nobody even thinks to look under that stuff. They just think it's just a dirty shirt in the closet.
Okay, good advice.
That actually worked for my brother once with the cops. They searched everywhere but under a shirt in the closet.
What were the cops looking for?
A gun.
It was. Okay. He hid it under a shirt. Wow. The balls he had to have to just hide it under a shirt.
I know.
Wow.
All he had to do is pick it up.
Holy smokes.
And I put my daughter's phone in a manila envelope that just, like, hangs out on my shelf. I just stand it up on my shelf, so whenever she gets her phone taken away, I just throw it in the envelope, and she has no idea where it's at. She can search my room while I'm gone, and she will never find it.
You and your brother are like the lazy criminals.
I know, but it seems to work.
This is good advice.
No, it's actually... actually, everybody expects all that other stuff.
Yeah.
They expect all that other stuff. So if you, I knew about the cans that you can get from the smoke shop and all that stuff. You just have to stick it right where it's right in plain view, but they just won't even guess that it's there.
Thank you, Melissa.
So normal.
This is good advice. For my house, it's all about hiding your leftovers so that somebody else doesn't eat it. Like, this is a good place. I'm going to hide the leftover Chipotle under a shirt. Vanessa, where should Sandra hide her stuff?
She should try feminine products, like tampons. Like, just remove the tampon and put the plastic, put the weed in the plastic.
And just smoke it later, just the way it is.
I think that's good if your roommate's a guy. Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks, Vanessa.
Or how about a vitamin bottle, like a big vitamin bottle, empty it out and just put the weed in there.
Okay.
That could work.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Vanessa.
It turns out there's a lot of options on Amazon.
Sandra's quiet because she's taking all these notes.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Thanks, Sandra.
Wow. You guys are brilliant, though. Brilliant.
I don't think we can take any of the credit, but thank you.
Help an America party.
Yeah, and good luck. Hopefully you don't
get caught. Thank
you. Yeah, have a great day. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, too.
You hear about her getting kicked out of school.
I know. I just followed John J. Rich's advice.
So,
100 pounds of marijuana found underneath a shirt.
Marijuana?
I didn't say Wanda, did
marijuana.
I? Yeah, that's what I heard.
Marijuana.
No?
Yeah, I don't believe so.
I think he said marijuana.
I would check that.
Marijuana forever.
Nick's shaking his head.
Rich, do you really want me to check that?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
Yeah, on the site.
Marijuana.
My friend is going to the airport right now, and she's on a pre-flight shuttle bus. And on the bus, they're listening to John, Jane, Rich.
Oh, hello. Safe flights.
I was like, oh, tell me the name of the bus, and I'll give him a shout-out. Preflightparking.com. She sent me a picture of her and the driver, but I don't know the driver's name. Like, she was like, give me the driver's name. So anyway,
you want to come back to us over here?
Well, yeah, I'm still doing a show. Oh, no, it's over. I mean, the segment's over, so I'm just going to shout out to preflightparking.com for listening to us in the bus, on the very, very packed bus. So there we go. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, new guy Nick in the studio. What do you want to do, Nick? You want to talk about the tree situation or you want to talk about the TV show situation?
Oh, my word. Well, the TV show situation is really quick.
Okay.
The tree is a little more elaborate.
Let's do the TV show thing real quick then.
Guys, if you're not watching Ted Lasso, like, I don't know what you're doing.
It won so many awards.
I watched the first episode and I was out.
Same. This show is so good. It's like feel good story. It's a fish out of water story. And Jason Sudeikis, like, he should just be in everything now.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He is so good. In this second season, I think this 5 episodes in, we binged them all this weekend. And at first I was kind of irritated because I was like, they had the holiday episode was episode 5. And so it's like Christmas time in England, and I'm like, well, it's 117 degrees outside right now, right. I was crying
laughing.
Crying like emotionally.
Really? Oh, it's one of those. It's not funny.
I thought it was supposed to be a comedy.
It's funny, but there are elements of real life, and this season specifically, they're touching on mental health, they're touching on social justice issues. It's good.
What's it about? Like, it's about this guy Ted Lasso and his life, or
yeah, he's from he was a football coach in Kansas, and a soccer team in the UK signed him to be their coach of their soccer team.
Fish out of water,
and
right there.
Yeah, and because he's such a good motivator, and they were also trying to. It's like kind of a complicated explanation,
but isn't like the boss trying to crash the league, so she hires him because she thinks he's a buffoon,
and then she turns the corner on him, and it's super super good.
And it's on Apple TV or where?
I mean, if there's absolutely nothing else on, then maybe I'll go to Ted Lasso.
Wow.
Well, that's how I feel, because I started to watch the first episode and I was like, his accent bothered me.
There's
a lot of stuff that bothered me about it, and I couldn't get there.
Yeah, it takes a second, but by the end of the first season, and especially the second season, it's super good.
Okay, let's talk about your tree.
Oh, God. So I had the worst week last week. And I don't want to get into all of what happened, but it was just the exclamation point was we have this big, beautiful tree on the side of our house. And I was coming out our side gate and I looked and it was at like a 45 degree angle leaning against the house. And so I posted on Instagram that, you know, if you know any tree services to like, please get in touch with me. Because it was like an immediate, it needed to come down. There was nothing we could do about it. And Edgar, who calls in sometimes with Marvel stuff, he messaged me like immediately and was like, hey, like, I'd love to help you guys out. Just let me know what you need to do. And I said, like, well, we need to go through home insurance and stuff first and whatever.
But does he do this for a living?
Yeah, he's a landscaper with Double EMR Landscaping.
Okay.
And he's like just like the nicest guy. And we checked with different tree companies and they were quoting us like thousands. And I was like, I just don't. So I messaged Edgar back. I was like, hey, I know we're supposed to go through home insurance, but can you give me a quote on this? And I'm not kidding you. It was $1,500 less than any other place that we called.
Wow.
And he was like, look, he'd listened to the show the previous week. He'd listened to the podcast where I was complaining about everything. And he was like, I know you've had a rough week. He's like, I like doing nice things for people who need it. And
here's
I'm not
an axe.
Like, yeah, he's like, I will leave you the saw. And he's like, I'll come over. I'll just take care of it for you. And yeah, he was so incredible. And I just couldn't help but think, like, this is the whole love up mentality where it's like nice people are doing nice things for people who need it. And I couldn't be more grateful. He's a super nice guy. We talked about What If for like a half hour.
That's the new Marvel show at Disney.
Yesterday's was great, by the way.
It was super, super good. So yeah, he was.
So he took down. What did he do? Chop it down? Cut up little pieces?
Yeah, he cut it down in little pieces. He hauled it away. And again, it's so hot outside. I felt bad.
Did you bring him water? Like, pizza?
I did. I did tip him.
You didn't bring him anything to drink?
No, he said they already had it. My wife came out and offered. I didn't offer because, you know, it's like, why would I?
It's too hot out there.
So I tipped him, and then we left to go get photos with our baby, maternity photos with my 15-month-old, and I came back, and dude had mowed our lawn too.
Oh my gosh, how nice!
I was like, this is too much. This is too much nice. Obviously, you don't know me that well.
Yeah, but you have had a lot of like very bad things happen.
That's really cool.
It was last week was rough, but Edgar, my man.
What's his company name? Give him another shout out.
Double EMR Landscaping.
What's that mean? Edgar or something?
Edgar, my
Rover?
Rover.
Edgar and Eric, double E.
All right, well, that's good.
I'm just kidding. I don't know about
that. All right, now get into your father-in-law.
So my father-in-law is like, he's a character, right? And I thought we've always had like kind of a good relationship.
You've been with your wife for how long?
Like 10 years. Really? Like we've been married for a few, but we were dating for a long time before that. And with the first time, he's coming here this weekend to visit. And the first time that he came to visit our baby, I guess he pulled my wife aside and was like, yeah, you know, I didn't really, I haven't really been sure about Nick. I don't really know what to,
after 9 years.
I didn't really know what to think about him. But man, seeing him as a dad, I finally turned a corner. And I was like, what?
She's still not all
like,
in.
This is not a new realization. Like you have thought about this for 9 years.
That's his daughter.
She went on to become a doctor. Yeah. Like you're like, you know what I mean? If you're the dad, you're like, okay, who's this guy? My daughter's going to med school. She's a doctor. Who is this guy? you go get the job on the show.
Get the job on the show.
And listen what he's saying. He's like, I finally turned a corner. He's not all the way there yet.
No.
This guy's got all these freaking Ninja Turtle t-shirts, Jurassic Park hat. Can't chop down a tree.
Oh, that's going to be so awkward when you see
they're talking about
him,
cartoons
then.
With
then he sees you with your daughter, and he's like, all right, he's okay. Like,
yeah, my granddaughter likes him, so that's fine. And every time he's here, the first thing he brings up is like, do you think we'll see Joey?
I love Joey.
Joey, hold my daughter. Let me take a picture of you, my granddaughter, and my daughter.
This is what if. Yeah, this is what I'd actually wish for.
What if Joey would have married my daughter?
Poor Nick.
What makes what if yesterday's what if? Because I thought last week's what if was so boring.
It was.
What was yesterday's what if?
Well, you really thought last week's was boring? Oh. Man, no, yesterday's was, not too spoily about it, but yesterday's was like, what if Earth's Mightiest Heroes never happened? Like, so
the Avengers.
What if the Avengers from the first Avengers movie never happened?
Yeah. They caused all the problems. He created Ultron. They created all that stuff.
You could make that argument.
It's funny because they just released the best and worst Marvel movies of all time. And we've talked about that. I think the best Marvel movie we've talked about. But you know what the number one best Marvel movie is of all time? They say, according to, I don't even know what website.
Is it Civil War?
Mm-mm. Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I've called it the best one. It's my favorite. Because it's really just a spy movie with some superheroes in it.
The worst one of all time? I don't think you guys will get it. Because I didn't even
Thor 2?
No.
Fantastic Four.
Well, you saw the list then.
Yes. But I don't remember exactly where.
Fantastic Four is number one, but Howard the Duck.
I didn't know it was
a Marvel movie.
It's not a Marvel cinematic universe. It's just Marvel movies.
Yeah, but still.
What?
Listen, I'm a nerd. I'm just going right into it.
Which is why your father-in-law was like, what is up with this guy? you're having these Marvel cinematic universe conversations with your father-in-law, and he's like,
Yeah, I was like,
where's Joey?
I just bought this super sweet.
And Joey pulls up in his Vespa, and he's like, oh my God.
Everywhere I turn, it's terrible.
All right, we got the John Jay and Rich drunk dial line 602-888-1933. We got a couple of messages last night. We'll get to those next. John Jay and Rich.
Getting drunk over the weekend or just want to talk to us? Call your John Jay and Rich drunk dial line at 602-888-1933.
Hey, real quick, this is big news. There's going to be a Rosati's job fair, Casa Grande, this weekend. Dang it, I just got logged out of my Instagram. Crap, I had all the information.
What time, what day?
I don't know. I was literally about to tell you all that information right now.
Could be Friday, could be Sunday, just be there.
Rosati's.
Did you post it?
I just put it on my stories, but you could go to Rosati's Casa Grande. And they just, at Rosati's Casa Grande on Instagram. Follow that account.
I just started following that on Instagram like yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Good. Go follow it. That's my Rosati's. At Rosati's Casa Grande. Look out. This is going to be the number one pizza place in the country. And there's jobs. Lots of jobs.
Shift manager, drivers, pizza makers, line cooks, dishwashers. Like those kinds of jobs?
Those are jobs.
That sounds like pizza jobs.
It's a job fair.
Is it Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon?
I don't know, is that what it says?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So if you're looking for a job, we're hiring. And I'll be hanging out there all the time. Psych. Anyway, our drunk dial line is 602-888-1933. You leave us a message, you could end up on the air.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, John Jay. Hey, Suzette. Hey, Rich. I'm not drunk. I'm high. Grant, can I get a woot-woot? I would like to say that I like the radio and listening to you guys on the radio, and I listen to you guys every day at work, and it makes me so happy. Like, when I'm getting frustrated at work, I just put you guys on, and I know I'm going to laugh, and then I end up being in a better mood in, like, 30 minutes. So I just wanted to say that you guys are great and that I love you. Oh, wait. I just waved. Thank you guys for looking at me. You guys can't see me. Oh, my God. Love you guys. Bye.
That's so funny. She waved.
No, no. We'll wave back.
Hey, I have a question for the show and for the listeners, because I'm in a dilemma. I just started a job a week ago. The manager there that works at the store that I'm at also works at the next door store, okay? So she's clocking in at both places, but doesn't work at the other store, but works at the store I'm at. And the man, nobody knows. The manager doesn't know. Nobody knows. She's doing this undercover. My thing is, what do I do about it? Do I say something to the owner, to the manager? I'm just so confused because she is also so mean to me, and I just don't know what to do. If you guys can help me. Thank you.
That is a predicament.
I guess it depends on what the job is, right?
And is it it's not the same... Like, if it's not like one's a shoe store, the other's a shoe store, it's two totally,
like, it depends.
Different places.
Same company?
We have too many follow-up questions.
We need your number, man. Call us back. All right, we're going to play Smartest in the Room. We got Lady Gaga tickets in Vegas on the line. Call us at 877-937-1047 if you want to play. John, Jay, and Rich. Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months, and my barber, he has a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh my God, Richard, I've been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you too can try this. It works for your legs too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com. 100 blades for free. Promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade, 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're going to play Highest in the Room. Smartest in the Room.
I'm the smartest in the room.
Otherwise, Grant would win every time.
I'm the smartest in the room.
Okay, Jessica's our contestant. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, John Jay.
So you are playing for Lady Gaga tickets in Las Vegas, okay?
Woo!
Are you a Lady Gaga fan?
Well, my best friend is, and I hope she's not listening, but if I win, I'm going to take her for her wedding gift.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay,
good move.
So Peyton is going to be playing for Suzette, who's homesick. So Rich is the host. Rich, let us play.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that most people know. These are around a fifth grade level or so, but you got to whip out as many right answers as you can in 30 seconds. The person with the most right answers at the end wins the game. 30 seconds starts as soon as I ask the question. We'll go around the room. John Jay, we're going to start with you. In what new movie does Ryan Reynolds play a character in a video game? Correct. Which U.S. state is the largest?
Texas.
How many zeros are in a million?
Six. No, yeah, six.
The movie Dirty Dancing takes place in which decade?
60s.
In Napoleon Dynamite, what was the name of the llama?
Tina.
What singer used to be married to country star Blake Shelton?
Mindy. Oh my God, I know Miranda Lambert.
What bird lives in Antarctica and cannot fly?
Emu.
Well, roasted.
I said good Penguin. Day!
You only got one run. The largest state in the United States is Alaska. Yeah, other than that, you did pretty good. Boy, that's setting the bar high, Kyle.
A lot of pressure.
You are next, but you don't look like you're sweating under the pressure at all. You look cool as a cuke.
No, man, let's do this.
All right. You are up. Today, Kyle, Rotten Tomatoes just announced what they say is the scariest movie of all time. What is it?
Oh, Poltergeist. I don't know.
A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what?
Sun.
What one-hit wonder is behind the song Barbie Girl?
I'm a Barbie Girl. Aqua.
What is the name of the new Spider-Man movie?
Spider-Man Universe.
What is the human body's largest organ?
Skin.
What is sushi traditionally wrapped in?
Nori. Seaweed.
In old school computer speak, what does DOS stand for?
I don't know. A website.
What's What city is known as the city of brotherly love?
Well, Philly.
Roasted.
I said good day!
Okay, the name of the Spider-Man movie is Spider-Man No Way Home, which you did not get. Okay. Scariest movie of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes, as of today, is The Exorcist. The Exorcist.
Okay.
And you said Nor Your Seaweed, which is right for everything else. The rest of them, you got correct.
Okay.
Pretty good run. Okay, Peyton, over to you, filling in for Suzette.
I'm very nervous.
Who is homesick.
Okay.
You can't do worse than me.
She misses her house.
All right, ready? 30 seconds for you begins right now. Who is the voice of Woody in Toy Story? What actor?
Oh, gosh. Tom Allen.
What sport does Naomi Osaka play?
Tennis.
Name a form of cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin.
What famous person lives allegedly at the North Pole?
Santa Claus.
What is the highest grossing film of all time?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Transformers?
What Netflix show features John B. and Sarah?
John B. and Sarah.
Leo the Lion is the mascot of what movie studio?
Paramount.
Roasted.
I know, isn't it?
Boy, that's a lot of pressure. Okay, the voice of Woody is Tom Hanks.
Dang. Tom Allen.
You got the Santa Claus question right. Good job there. That's good. Highest grossing film of all time. Anybody know?
Avatar?
Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Netflix show features John B.
Outer Banks.
Yeah. Outer Banks. And Leo the Lion is the mascot of which movie studio?
MGM.
MGM. Okay. All right, Jessica, you were up against John Jay and Kyle, who got a ton of points here. 30 seconds on the clock for you starts as soon as we get the question out. In 2021, this actor became the oldest ever to win an Academy Award. Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. Betty White?
What instrument does Lizzo play?
The flute.
What horoscope sign is a crab?
I don't know. A Cancer?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight is featured in what Disney movie?
The Lion King.
How many days are in a leap year?
363.
Name any song from Nelly. Did you say country grammar? Okay, I'll give you that one.
I did.
Okay, well, you only missed a few in a leap year. There's 366 days. You actually got the horoscope of the crab right. It's Cancer. And the oldest person to ever win an Academy Award just won it this last time around is Anthony Hopkins. Grant, can you give us our score total for Smartest in the Room?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. This was an incredible round of Smartest in the Room. And, Rich, do you have a tiebreaker question handy?
I do.
Because we have a tie between John J. Van Ness and Kyle Unfug, everybody.
I didn't know you got so many more.
See? All right, here we go. Name is your buzzer. In space, what has a gravitational pull so strong that light cannot escape it?
Pass. Jessica. Jessica. Dark hole. Black hole.
Black hole is correct. I'm the smartest in the room. First you pass and then you get it right. I'm the smartest in the
room. Dark hole, something totally different.
Don't even go there.
And Jessica, I would. Jessica, it looks like your friend from your wedding's not going to Lady Gaga.
Oh, no.
Burn. Oh, you're going to give it to me. You would.
I usually do. I got enough tickets now.
You got enough for your whole thing.
Now I'm going to just go scalp.
You know that you don't even want to go.
I don't. Also, I don't want to see the name. I'm just kidding. Early. No, because these tickets are big time. What I'm if we so give excited. Them to you? So you're going to give them to your friend that you're going to take your friend that's getting married?
Yes.
What if we call her and surprise her with them?
Let's do it. Right. Let's do it.
All right. Hold on a second there. Who says let's do it? Who says let's do it? Let's do it.
Tone Loke.
Tone Loke. That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking of do it.
No. All right. Hold on. Hold on.
Ben Stiller.
Kyle's going to tell us what we need to know, too. That's coming up next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, Jessica, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, quick recap. You won a pair of Lady Gaga tickets in Las Vegas. I beat you in the game, just to clarify. I beat you brutally in the game, but I'm willing to give you the tickets that I won.
Anyway, that's
because,
it.
Because you were going to give them to your friend who's getting married, right?
Wait, I'm taking her with me.
Okay, you're going to take her
I'm
with you.
I'm not giving her both
of. Okay, that's right. I'm the one giving you my
you can't
tickets.
Take her husband. I'm taking you with me because I love you, but I don't like your husband that much.
Okay. Now, what's your friend's name? What's your friend's name?
Her name is Corey.
Okay, so we're going to get Corey out. You stay quiet. We're going to try to do... Yes,
okay.
Yes, Grant?
Okay.
We're
we're trying right now. I keep calling and calling and calling, so we're trying.
Oh.
She works from home, so I don't know if...
Oh, she can't be that dedicated to her job where she won't pick up a call. Wait,
right? Wait, this Grant, is Lady Gaga ticket.
Grant's talking
She's
to gonna
her She's going
to quit. Now. Grant's talking.
She's going to think it's like War of the Roses or something.
That's what I thought, Breaking Bad News.
That's good. Okay.
Look at your friend. She needs to tell you something.
Okay, so you be quiet. You be quiet, Jessica. Hey, hold on. Corey?
Hi.
Hey, it's John Jane Rich. We can put you on the air, right?
Yeah.
Listen, we do a couple of segments on our show. Are you familiar with our show?
Yeah. Before I was work from home, I used to listen to you guys every morning. Oh.
Why wouldn't you put it on while you're at home? I don't understand.
That hurts a little. We're still here.
Well, I've got you guys on TikTok and all of that, so I can catch up there.
Oh, good. Well, listen, we have a segment called Breaking Bad News where someone has to tell somebody bad news. Are you familiar with that segment?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, this isn't that segment. This isn't that segment, okay?
Okay.
So we have another segment. It's called War of the Roses. So, like, if you were to send flowers to somebody, could you think they're cheating on you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not. This isn't it either. Because you're getting married.
She may not know.
You're getting married soon, aren't you?
I am.
We have a friend of yours, Jessica, on the line.
Oh, my God, that's my boo. What do you mean?
Who is Jessica to you?
That's my girl. She's a really good, she's like one of my best friends.
Okay, well, guess what? Jessica, you want to say hi to Corey?
Hi, Corey. Hey, boo.
This is a booty call. This is a John Jane Rich booty call. No, I'm just kidding.
You free right now? You free? You head over? I am. So, okay. I don't have bad news. I have amazing news. John Jay beat me in our game, and he won the Lady Gaga tickets, but he's giving them to me, and I'm taking you with me. I'm crying. We're going to Vegas. We're going to go party. We're going to go see Lady Gaga.
Oh my God.
Yes, we are. I swear. I promise. I think. Right, John Jay?
Right what?
You get the tickets, right?
Yeah, you get the tickets. Yes, yes. Wait, I've got to clarify. I beat you at the game. I beat you, but I was giving you my tickets.
Yes, oh my and now God, me and that Corey
is,
are going.
That
yes.
Is so when?
When oh, I don't
I'm
know.
Safe? I don't know. I Hold have on. No idea.
Grant knows. Grant's yes, Grant.
It's actually huge what? Because it's the first night of Lady Gaga's residency. Wow. It's October 14th at the MGM Park in Las Vegas.
Right in the middle of your honeymoon.
Yes, literally.
Oh my God, that's. Dang. That's so
Love
dope.
You, girl.
Yeah.
All right. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Aww. It's a love up moment. It's a love up extra for you guys. There you go. All right. Hold on.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Thanks for listening. Put us on while you're at work at home, please. Jesus. All right. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, do we need to know?
Remember making fun of the spacecraft that took billionaire Jeff Bezos into the atmosphere? It looked a lot like, you know, a man junk, if you will. The Blue Origin New Shepard rocket has now been scaled down for sale. You can buy the curiously shaped model for $69.99. Cobra Kai fans can soon actually stay in the famous mansion featured on the show. Someone just bought it and they have plans to turn it into an Airbnb, which would be definitely a fun travel if you watch the show. There's a hotel chain called Six Senses, and they're launching luggage-free travel. Basically, they will come pick your bags up at your door, ship them to your destination anywhere around the world at one of their properties, and so you don't have to, like, lug your luggage through the airport or whatever.
Love it.
How much is that?
Okay, cool. I don't know, but it is a sort of a luxury chain, so...
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. SixthSenses.com is where you get more info, and that's three things you need to know.
Check out horoscopes, JohnJayAndRich.com.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to JohnJayAndRich.com.
I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.